All right, folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to power through this crazy world. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you level up your life one mindful moment at a time. Now, before we dive in, ever feel like you're just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you're rushing around, checking things off a list, but somehow still feel completely disconnected? That's what we're tackling today, cultivating mindfulness in our everyday activities. No need for fancy retreats or chanting in a yoga studio. This is about bringing a little zen into your morning coffee, your commute, even the dreaded Monday meeting. Here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started. First up, presence over perfection. Seriously, we're human, not robots. It's okay if the toast doesn't always land butter side up or your emails aren't flawlessly crafted masterpieces. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the little imperfections, and move on. This isn't about striving for some unattainable ideal, it's about savoring the journey, even the messy parts. Think of it like cooking. Sometimes you end up with a culinary masterpiece, other times it's edible but needs a dash more, something. But the key is to enjoy the process. Next, make time for tiny rituals. These are your little moments of peace amidst the chaos. Maybe it's brewing a cup of tea mindfully, taking 3 deep breaths before diving into that inbox, or simply enjoying the sensation of sunlight on your skin during your walk. These small acts can anchor you to the present moment and recharge your batteries. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mental state. Now, engage your senses. This isn't just about sight and sound. Think smell, touch, taste, even the feeling of air on your skin. Really pay attention to these sensations throughout your day. Notice the aroma of that freshly baked cookie, the coolness of your morning shower, the warmth of your favorite blanket. By engaging your senses, you bring yourself fully into the experience instead of just letting it wash over you. Next up, be kind to your inner critic. That voice in your head that's constantly judging and analyzing. Let's take a moment to acknowledge it, then offer a little compassion. Everyone has an inner critic, but it doesn't have to run the show. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs, successes, then setbacks. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would extend to a good friend. Finally, practice gratitude. This one is powerful. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Maybe it's a delicious meal, a sunny day, or simply the feeling of a comfortable bed beneath you. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you already have, and trust me, that shift can make a world of difference. Let's talk about real life scenarios. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic on your way to work. It's rush hour, everyone's stressed, and the honking is relentless. Instead of getting caught up in the frustration, try this. Focus on your breath. Notice the rise and fall of your chest as you inhale and exhale. Feel the coolness of the air entering your nostrils and the warmth leaving your mouth. You can even add a little mantra to your breathing, something simple like I am present, or this moment is temporary. Suddenly, the stressful commute becomes an opportunity for calm amidst the chaos. See? Mindfulness isn't just about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop. It's about bringing awareness into everyday moments, no matter how mundane they seem. So, remember folks, cultivating mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more present than others, and that's perfectly okay. Just keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and gradually integrate these simple yet powerful techniques into your daily routine. Trust me, your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Presence over perfection, tiny rituals, engaging to your senses, kindness to your inner critic, and practicing gratitude. Now go out there and make today a little bit more mindful. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of calm and confidence. And until next time, keep those thoughts positive and that heart open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.